Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it.
Put it up.
So, man, last night was fun, man. Last night was fun. We're gonna definitely talk about it. We're gonna talk about it a lot, man. And man, welcome everybody. Come in before you even get started. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Leave a go nose. Leave a 45-3. Leave a thorough beat down. Leave whatever you want to say in the comments, man. But before we even get there, I'm gonna give you. Cause you right now are getting taken to task on Twitter. I'm gonna go ahead and get you some flowers, man. When it, I believe Sam was the first person to say, "Listen, you want to catch LSU early, cause later on in the season, they're gonna figure that thing out and they're gonna be a monster." It ain't very much, you know what I mean? It ain't a lot of wrong in that sentence, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we, again, now we play as a bad football. We play as a real good, like a real, real good football. But I don't know if we want to play LSU right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've been progressively getting better every week. I didn't think they were going to beat Bama. I knew it was going to be a game, but Brian Kelly learned from his mistake against Florida State and decided to go for the jugular when he had a chance, man. Went for two.
Absolutely.
Big. And Jaden Daniels, man.
Boy, look good.
He's been playing good this year. I mean, he's giving them a chance to win games in every game. So, shouts out to that LSU win. I knew it was going to look better because I thought, you know, Brian Kelly, good coach, and they still got really good pieces there. But they're starting to embrace him a little bit. You know, I know a lot of people kind of think it's going to be a disaster. He's going to be a disaster at LSU. I never really believed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, got to win a lot of games in a lot of different places, man. I think he'll be all right. If Les Miles can win, I think BK will be all right. So, but that was BK a big win for Florida State because now you look back at it, that's going to be like a top 10, top 7 win.
Right.
As the season go on. That LSU win, and you know, I think we said early on, I think about week four when we was like 4-0, I think like 4-0, we was like, man, you know, it's crazy. It's not a lot of good. Well, it's not a big divide between the good football teams and the bad football teams. The top 30. Well, after you get past the top two or top three, the top 30 are all kind of the same. So you know, FSU, you know, technically they would have won the NC State game, and you know, played a little bit better than the Wake Forest game. I mean, this probably would have been like a top 10 team. Like Florida State would have been like a top 10 team
100%.
In the country, to be honest with you. So it's a crazy year in college football, man. Because I was watching it yesterday. I was like, man, you know, this is 07 crazy. Because I really believe I think Bama got another loss in them. I think I think USC going to get beat by UCLA. I think it's going to get very weird down the stretch.
I believe I called that Notre Dame over Clemson. I wasn't expecting the beat down, but I did feel like Notre Dame had it figured out a little bit, and I wasn't sure how good Clemson was, and so I'm gonna take that one, and then I'm gonna actually give a lead. Candace called Duke, man. We're gonna have her back on the show in the offseason, man. But Candace told y'all Duke was gonna be all right, man, and she took a lot of hits from a lot of people on this on this platform, man, about saying Duke was gonna be something, and so shout out to Candace, man. So
and,
listen,
it's crazy though when you look at the ACC as a whole. Her calling that Duke thing is still the wildest thing of all time to be.
Like, it is. Nobody saw it.
Yeah, they're gonna win 7 games at least, and that's a pretty big turnaround for them. So yeah, man. I mean, it's college football's it's weird this year, man. It's a weird place this year. That is,
no, it's real. Yeah, it's definitely weird.
Yeah, man, it's weird, man. It's weird, but you know, let's get down. Let's talk about this this thorough ass kicking that Mike Norvell and FSU put on Mario and the boys.
I mean, what can you say, man? It wasn't it wasn't just the fact that the score was 45-3. It was the fact that it was over at halftime.
Yeah.
It was Benson just running through dudes, just run after run after run. It was Mike figuring out, oh, y'all can't stop this counter.
And you know, my biggest takeaway was I really like what he did in the red zone in this game.
Yeah, he did.
I really did. Like, just got very basic, very simple.
Learn from your mistakes. Throw it to your tight ends. Throw it to your fullbacks. Simple play action concepts. Run, nothing fancy. We ain't taking the ball out of nobody. It was simple, good red zone plays.
I would like Doug Peterson to take a stab at that today at some time.
Mm. Yeah, that's a whole nother story, but we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Mike
did a good job on the red zone. Really good.
Mike called a game. Mike called a game.
You know what's crazy though, when you talk about him calling a great game, I think I watched like two or three plays when he ran that counter, and I was like looking at Miami linebacker, like, man, they here for a long night.
They're
in for a long night because they're not really seeing. And they are playing some young guys at linebacker. I know Bissaint was playing. He's a true freshman. So I was like, they're in for a long night. They're not going to stop this run game all night.
They were giant holes. I'm talking giant holes where linemen was pulling and running through the holes with nobody to block. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, you just running through with the running back.
Yeah.
It was blocked great. It was called great, and clearly Mike figured out very early on, y'all not gonna stop it.
Right.
So we're gonna run this counter concept all game long, and y'all won't figure it out. Yeah. And they never did. It was an absolute, like you said, bully. It was Florida State deciding
thorough,
that.
It was a thorough ass kicking.
Yep. And then to go take it a step further, Adam Fuller.
Yeah.
Adam Fuller was in his bag. I mean, the blitzes look good. The stunts look good. He moved guys around on the line, and that looked good. The back half played zone well. They hand guys off. Like, it was a lot of good from Florida State, man. We've talked about how bad Adam Fuller has been at times. We've talked about how bad we talked about last week. Those guys are not able to handle, play zone. They can't do it.
Right.
They did it. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of good happening from every aspect of Florida State. Field goal kicking came back. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't matter. Whatever Florida State wanted to do, they did it. They did it successfully. Jordan only attempted 12 pass attempts because you didn't need it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You didn't need it. You did not need any. If you couldn't stop Tua Philly, you couldn't stop Jordan, you couldn't stop Benson. Man, it was just a thorough ass kicking. And I don't know what you could say about, man, I'm proud of those boys. You know what I mean? Because again, we talked about it before the game. We felt like we're a good football team.
Right.
We knew Miami was a bad football team.
Yeah, make them look bad.
Make them look bad.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did from the beginning to end, from the first drive on, an absolute strike out the gate just to kind of take themselves a little bit. You know what I mean? Pokey. Of course, Pokey, big games, Pokey gonna show up. You know what I mean? So big game, here come Pokey, quiet the crowd early on.
Yeah.
Then you come back and you just start running the ball down their throat, running the ball, running the ball, running the ball. And man, it was, it's tough, man. It was a fun game to watch, man, just to kind of see the levels of where we are versus where Miami is. And the fact that Miami talks so much, you know what I mean? Like, they talk so doggone much. It was a fun game to watch, man. It really, really was.
It is crazy how Pokey just every big game he always make the early play early in the big games. I said, I think I said this after the LSU game, and I think I said it. I don't know when else I said. I said another time too, but I'm really happy for those kids, man, because a lot of them don't been through so much at FSU. Three coaching, two coaching changes. Now they're only third coach, and the guys that stuck around. Even Gant starting to play linebacker, starting to play pretty well to me. In my opinion, I think Gant's playing well at linebacker, contributing to the team. It's really cool to see that. Because they could have left. Career could be in all types of shambles, but You know, they leaving a mark here, and personally, I think they leaving it better than what they found it at. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's all you really can do, you know, as a recruiting class. To you come to a big school or whatever, you want to leave it better than what you found it at. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to Tribe 19.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right, man. Those guys came in when it was at the bottom of the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't any signs of life. You know what I mean? And then they failed and failed and failed miserably. And then for those guys to come back and see.
Yeah.
And now, you know what I mean? You get the benefit of the hard work. Yeah. It's kind of what you want in life. You know what I mean? To kind of see your hard work and efforts pay off.
Yeah, get rewarded. You want to
get rewarded for your efforts. And so the fact that those guys have been able to be rewarded for their efforts and be rewarded for the things, for the hard work that they put in, because clearly they've been working their ass off. Man, it was good to see, man, and see it on full display last night. It was just a beatdown. It wasn't close ever. At no point in time did I look up. And let me say this, man. Mario Cristobal would have to see me if I'm TVD family, man. Like, that was – TVD should have never played in that game. Like,
yeah,
that was a throwaway that threw his shoulder out. You know what I mean? That wasn't like he got hit. It wasn't – and then to put him – again, we all watched him. He's grimacing. He threw his arm out. That's it. You know what I mean? You was already hurt to come in the game. I'm not going to throw you out there. And the fact that he trotted that man back out there the next series.
Well, I think that's so.
I know it was Tyler Van Dyke saying, "I'm ready, I'm cool." Save them players for themselves, man.
Yeah, I mean,
these are kids. This ain't the NFL. I understand the Tua want to do that, and he gonna risk himself. He getting paid money. He's a professional. I disagree with that too, but I understand the Tua want to do that. You don't do that if he a kid, man. That's a kid. I put you in charge of protecting my child. Don't send my child back out there, man, knowing good and doggone where that man hurt. I started feeling sad for the man at one point. Like, you know what I mean? When he came back in there and he was grimacing, he was falling down after each throw just to kind of, like, you know what I mean, to protect himself. Like, it felt a little better. I'm saying, dog, you got to get this man out. You got to get this man out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's subjective. You know, if he goes out there and plays a decent game, and they end the game, you know, it's gutsy. But when you're getting blew out, it's all bad, you know. So I kind of felt like watching him, I don't know, man. It's Miami is a weird place right now, in a weird place, because I understand what Mario's identity wants to be, but – yeah, he want, like, this dude is dead set on being a run first team, playing off of play action. Cause even when he came out of halftime, he talking about he want to establish the run. I'm like, dude, you're down 28 plus points. Yeah. You still gonna hand the ball off to the A gap, like, on first down? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get you trying to establish something, but bro, like, you gotta, like I keep telling people, man, you gotta coach your team in that moment what they are.
That's good coaches do.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I see coaches, like, do this, like, they take over a program and they say, oh, you know, we're gonna be this. And they get so dead set on being that you fracture your group that you got in that moment, and you can't get them back because. Mm-hmm. You so dead set on being something that them kids ain't. Like, you know, Knighton was a good player last year. Now he's just, what is that? Will Mallory, where is he at? Like, these are good players. These are NFL players. Like,
TVD.
Like, now they all just, they not good anymore? Like, that's what you're telling me?
Right.
That ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where we had, remember we had the same conversation about Mike, his first year and second year. We're like, you trying to tell me now these players that was good ain't good no more? Like, no, that ain't true.
Right.
So they've done a terrible job because he's trying to create an identity. But like I keep telling people, the only identity and the only culture you want is winning.
That's it.
Like, if I'm a coach, only thing that can be plastered across my facility is win the walk concept. Like, win. I want you to be the first person from the lunchroom to the cafeteria, from the cafeteria to your dorm room. I want everybody to be trying to win everything. I don't give a shit how you win.
Yep.
But this whole I'm going to run on first down. I'm going to run on second down. I'm going to see what happens on third down. Like, bro, you know, they got to – I know what he want them to be. It's too many athletes in Miami to try to be that shit, bro. You're not in the Big Ten. Like,
nope.
And if he continue to be like that, they not going to be – they never going to get what they want to get. I'm going to tell you something, man. We lucked out with them not getting Lane Kiffin.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a fight.
Yeah. They like, it's crazy though, but that shit is in shambles down there, man. It's in shambles. So, you know, it's in shambles down there. Yeah.
It really is in shambles. Like, I sat there watching that game and I said early on, oh, this I saw maybe Benson's that second run, and I was like, this ain't they not tackling. Like there's no fundamentals of just tackling.
Well, they've gotten beat up so much in the trenches, missing players, and now they playing true freshmen at linebackers that it's levels to this shit, man. Them kids need the offseason. They ain't ready for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It looked early on like they were ready for this season. Like, not forget this game. They ready for this season to be over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want this. Like, yeah. Man, that Jamie Robinson tackle was just disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, it was a whole lot of, hey, man.
And I'm not saying they're not going to plateau and get better next year, because I think they will, because they're going to bring in a good recruiting class, and I think he'll get a bunch of transfers, and I think they'd be better next year. But as they sit today,
the recruits talking though. I told you they may keep that class, but they may not. And I'm saying them, like, if you look on Twitter, there's a whole lot of retweets on that timeline from recruits. Like, it's one thing to get beat by your rival. It is a whole nother thing to get the absolute, like, it get embarrassed. 45-3 embarrassed outside of that first drive.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
And when they did get down there with Brown without backups in, you fumbled the football away, and then you still get no point. Like, it you scored 0 points against a rival. You never look close. You got you have the Jamie Robinson again that goes into history now of one of here comes some more Florida State Miami thing. We'll be posting this.
Right.
Jamie Robinson ragdolling the dude and then pushing him to the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's there. You can lose.
Yeah.
And keep it together. You cannot out. It's hard to keep your class together when you look this inept. When you look this bad on offense. Yeah, when you look this bad. You have no identity or nothing working on offense. You got nothing going on defense. Again, it wasn't like it was, you know what I mean? Florida State just air raided them because y'all ain't had no DBs. It was every aspect. You know what I mean? They ran the ball whenever they wanted to. Benson was bouncing off guys left and right because they refused to tackle. You know what I mean? It looked like a poorly coached football team. It looked like how we looked year one.
Yeah. I mean, it's
it looked how we looked many games under tackle. I don't think you can't look like that.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that go. In the NIL era, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a different era of football, so we'll see how that look. And I think, you know, I do think this whole idea that, you know, it's year one, it's a lost season, man. Look at Notre Dame. Look at Freeman. They look like a shit show. They look like a shit show 2 games, 3 games in. You know what I'm saying? You know,
look at LSU. LSU wasn't this LSU team. They've gotten better as the season progressed.
They figured some things out, man. You know, so you can't. You know, and that's why I was kind of like, when that first year on the mic, I was just like, this whole idea that it's okay. Like, nah, bro, it's not okay. Like, you got to get better. You got to get better because
– we should see things.
Because because one thing about it, man, this cycle of college football, man, opinions get thrown out quick and narratives get written, and it becomes hard to survive that shit. You know what I'm saying? It becomes hard to survive that shit. So, you know, we'll see. They were a disaster, man. But let's get back on Mike. I think Mike, I ain't going to say it's one of his best call games, but it was a very efficient night for him, in my opinion. I still think LSU was probably his best call game.
LSU was absolutely his best. Yeah. This is right up there with that, where it looked like Mike had – he knew he had him on the ropes early.
Yeah.
And understood, oh, I got y'all. I like the idea that he didn't force nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all cannot stop this counter concept. Y'all can't. We were left, right, many different ways, shotgun, Toa Philly, Benson. I don't care. However we run it, y'all can't stop it.
Right.
And so, therefore, I'm going to stick with it. And we always said Mike schemes open running backs. He figures out – he has some great run concepts.
Oh, yeah.
And last night, they were on full display. And he just continued to say, okay, I got one for you. Boom, here's this. what was it like? I think eight to nine yards a play, 8.8 yards a play or something like that. No, that's crazy numbers,
bro.
You damn near averaging a first down a play.
Yeah, he was, bro. And we talk about Trey Benson, like Jesus Christ, dude. Like I still think Ward is the better running back. But the most explosive running back on his team.
That gap is shrinking.
The most explosive running back on his team, it was Benson. Like, Jesus Christ, man. That
we
dude was
that
so hard to tackle.
We knew that in the offseason. He is not, yeah, that first dude not taking it out. Even on the goal line play. You know what I mean? That was supposed to be a loss. You know what I mean? For him to see, all right, that got blowed up, bounce it out, push 2-3 guys down. You know what I mean? Like, to get back to the line of scrimmage. That's a play that people don't necessarily understand. You lose 3 yards, you might not score that. You may end up with a field goal. The fact that he fought so hard, ran through 3 or 4 different guys in order to just get it back to the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Kept you exactly where you needed to be at. You know what I mean? Now the playbook is still wide open. We can run it. We can pass it. And then that call to Lundy. A wonderful play call. You know what I mean? Again, y'all know, okay, Lundy in the game. So we know either Lundy blocking or he's going to get the ball up the middle.
Right.
You run a play action off of it, have him block, and then leak out. It's just, man, it was Mike being peak Mike at that point, man. Like, I got y'all where I want y'all, and I'm gonna show y'all how we keep going.
Oh yeah.
And then the fact that he kept running it up, man. Like, run it up. No, we gonna let. Yeah, we up. Yeah, it's 38. It's 38-3. We still coming.
Yeah, keep doing.
No, we still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is the message. I gotta turn some recruits' heads. 38-3 looks good. 45-3 looks better. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was Mike kind of looking at it and saying, nah, we really want to – I want to send a real message as to what we can do here, man.
Right.
Red zone offense was definitely better. Definitely better.
Yeah, there was – man, I thought he was just efficient all the way around, man. But it didn't really surprise me. Like, I had Miami at 17 points, and I was thinking to myself, like, maybe they would run some trick plays or something, but Mario just kept first down, hand the ball off, like, just hand That is a crazy.
It was so predictable. His offense was so predictable. I mean, again, when Brown got in the game, it was easy. It was real easy to figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, like, even when they threw him in the first play early on or whatever, which I thought was silly as all get out. You know what I mean? Again, I thought Mario Lamar was lost, man. Mario was a bad coach yesterday.
No,
the shuffling of quarterbacks and how he did it, there wasn't no rhythm to it. There wasn't no rhyme to it.
He was ready for the season to end. He's done. He's done with the season. He's done.
I'm so glad we don't look like that. I don't think we ever looked like that. Well, no, I'm lying. We did play a quarterback last year. We did have some foolish stuff going on.
We had a season where we won 3 games in it.
No, I ain't even talking about the 3 games. I'm just saying what happened in that game yesterday with the foolish stuff with him and TVD early on, and I'm going to throw in Brown and suppose our Garcia, which, you know, I guess they thought it would surprise us, but then we're going to let him throw it on first down. And I was like.
Well, my whole thing is, why wouldn't they just lean all the way into Brown, just say fuck it?
That was the other thing. Clearly, Garcia ain't the future, right? Y'all have decided we're going to let Brown play. Y'all made this decision in the rivalry game. Brown is going to get an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when TVD is hurt and you know it's over with, let Brown go out there and make the mistakes. You weren't winning the game no way. Let's be clear. Brown wasn't going to beat us.
Yeah.
Garcia wasn't going to beat us either, and TVD wasn't going to beat us.
Yeah.
So at this point, it didn't matter what you was going to do. You should have known. You knew early on you weren't going to win it.
Right.
Let Brown go out there and play.
Right. Yeah. I was just like, and the fact that they, you know, practices, whatever, I would have just been like, we're going with Brown the rest of the way. Like, this is TBD, you hurt. Like, this is, you hurt.
Sit it out, get better.
We done until you get better, and we going to play the true freshman, and we going to just slowly but surely try to get good at something. Like, you just got to get good at something. Whether that's running everything off a zone read, you got to get good at something, you know. That was my main complaint on the tag of the first year. Like, man, get good at something.
Yeah, find the one thing you can do and do that well.
Yeah,
if this boy's a runner, then let him run. Man, we're going to design a whole bunch of read option plays. We're going to run the football with this kid or whatever it is, not make it look as obvious. Again, it wasn't even like they were pulling guards. They were just lining up. It was the original Wildcat. It was just hike, and you just see if you can pick a hole and maybe beat a guy with your athleticism. That don't work no more. Like, that don't work no more, man. Yeah. If you're going to run your quarterback, you got to actually design run concepts for the quarterback, man. It just don't make no sense.
Nah, man, they got a bunch of bullshit over there, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. That defensive line, when that, it's
I told you, love yeah. it. Fabian Love it makes a difference.
Yeah, he does make a difference for them, man. They gotta keep recruiting at a high level on that defensive line, because that defense depends on that defensive line being dominant. You know what I'm saying? I know most good defenses does, but this defense in particular really needs a dominant defensive line.
Peyton not play again. It frees up. Peyton look phenomenal again. Just every time he get in the game, he makes the most of his opportunities. Flashes every time.
Yeah.
Verse that he gone. We appreciate you. Salute. I was hoping you would stick around. I think I saw something that said he was gonna be a second round grade, and I said, okay, well, he might come back and be a second round. He not a second rounder. He came back. Love it. You know what I mean? Fabo makes a huge difference, man. He makes a huge difference. You saw it. Special teams, though. Our punter. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even the punter, but hey, we're going to catch this ball right here on the one. Boom. Yeah. Pin you deep. We ain't giving you
game,
nothing.
That
twice.
Game was over so quick, man. That game was over so quick that I was like bored. I was like, damn, this is so boring. This is crazy.
I started to cut it off, but I was like, I really want to see them dominate. So I didn't. Like, I didn't cut it off. I missed most of the LSU Alabama game or whatever. I wanted to stay and watch the beatdown. I wanted to see how those backups played. I wanted to see how the young guys played. I wanted to see what they called with Tate Rodemaker. Like, yeah, the butter threw out of you. Yeah, let him say it. Like, all three areas of the game was just it was a clinic, man. It was. Yeah. I think somebody tweeted. I think Grinch man posted this. Man, this ain't no game. This is a live scrimmage. You know what I mean? Like, it was. He started to look like a live scrimmage. You know what I mean? The punter's pinning them on the one. Defense getting picks and turnovers after not having turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Peyton comes in with a just absolutely heads up play. Love it on the line. Understand, I'm not going to get to the quarterback this one, but I'm going to stick a hand out. Like, it was just every single aspect of the game.
Yeah, they was dialed in. They was dialed
in. They were locked in, man. And you love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love to see it, man.
Man, we got 72 in here, man. Make sure everybody hit the like button. Make sure everybody hit the like button. If you ain't subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the show. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the player of the game?
Oh, Benson.
Yeah, I think so.
Benson set the tone. Benson set the tone early with, I'm running through these arm tackles. If y'all not going to hit me, okay, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then dapping them up afterwards. Like, I watched on the rewatch, it was funny to see Benson take off down the sideline, break through 6-7 tackles, then get out of bounds and look back and be like, that was good effort. And just dap them up. You know what I mean? Like, good try, buddy. You know what I mean? I'm back at it. You know what I mean? You're right. You know what? Clifford says something. The offensive line. You know what? I'm switching my pick, Clifford. You're right. The offensive line was crazy.
Yeah, they was.
The offensive line was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they had on hat, pushed every time they needed to push, they got it. Giant holes that those guys were running through. They weren't getting touched to the second and third level. You know what I mean? Like, those are linebackers and safeties making a whole lot of tackles. It wasn't. Yeah.
It felt like Darius Washington probably had his best game.
Yeah.
Probably had his best game out there, man. And that's, man, that was impressive, man. They really thoroughly beat their ass.
They really did. I'm going to say, when you think about it was a lot of MVPs, you know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, I can say Fable. I can say Verse. You can say, you know what I mean? Like, it was so much, man. And that is exactly right. Miami front four is actually good. So to do that when they're good, ooh, you know what I mean? It was tough, man. It was a lot of good, a lot of flying around. We both picked them to win. We both picked them to win B.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought this was a good team versus a bad team. I didn't see this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see this. I expected a blowout. I expected a blowout. I did.
I expected us
to be dominant and not to look close. 45-3.
You knew they couldn't score. You knew they couldn't score. I mean, we knew they couldn't score any points. So
we did.
Yeah, we knew they couldn't score.
But I figured, you know what I mean? Like you said, I figured we'd have a short field, a fumble, you know what I mean? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Now to give them a short field and maybe get, you know what I mean, 10 points and a couple field goals. But
right.
we didn't make no mistakes. We didn't make any mistakes.
Absolutely
like,
not.
We weren't going to give it to you. And even the mistake, I thought that was more on Pokey letting the guy, you know what I mean, knock him off his route that on that throw by Jordan Travis. You know what I mean? Like, was that even really a mistake? Because if you're going to throw it, if you're going to get it picked off, you know what I mean, on the 1 yard line.
Because
what happened was we ended up punting the ball right back. He shanked it. We get the ball on 29 yard line. 2 plays later, you back in the end zone. You know what I mean? So even the mistakes weren't mistakes. You know what I mean? Like it.
Right.
It's tough, man. Like I don't know. I keep trying to figure out how to analyze the game, and really, it was just Florida State putting all aspects together, being dialed in as dialed in can be, and showing what it looks like when one team got it rolling and another team didn't.
Yeah, basically, that's what it was.
and I believe we're going to beat Syracuse next week. I've come completely full circle. Syracuse is trending down. Florida State, I imagine, is on cloud 9 right now. And they got to be playing, and I think they're playing very good football. You tell me if I like. I mean, Syracuse still has a good offense, but tell me who they again. We said early in the season, how are they gonna stop us? Benson rolling.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think of Syracuse. I really don't. Like, I watched them 3 games. One game they looked like this physical world-beating team. They got and apparently they said they got 2 offensive linemen that are actually NFL draft picks. One offensive tackle, another guard. So I don't know what to think of Syracuse, man. I do think we got a chance to win. I actually think we will win.
I think so too.
I think left on the schedule, maybe if Florida get good AR, that could be a scary game.
I think it'll be a shootout. But their defense is god awful.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That defense is
God awful.
And you know what's crazy? I thought Napier was gonna be bad offensively, but actually he's actually been a pretty good play caller to me for the most of the season. AR's missed a lot of guys wide open, so it's like
because AR's not a good quarterback.
Well, okay, I'm talking about specifically Napier. I know you want to get on your rant on how bad.
No. I said it the first game of the season. I'm gonna take this time actually. Now, the first game of the season, I said Florida State had the best quarterback in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I got a whole bunch of Florida State fans, Miami fans, and Florida fans all telling me I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how I look now. AR-15 is not an accurate throw of the football. I said that in that tweet. He's not. No. TVD has regressed. Jordan Travis is the best quarterback in the state. What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. So, yeah, if I'm looking at that game, I'm saying stop AR-15 from running the football. Make him beat you throwing. If you get beat throwing it, I'll take the L. That boy ain't going to beat you throwing the football.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general, I don't know.
It's going to be a tough game.
His performance is so – it's like he either really good or he's, like, really bad. And it's like his variance is so –
Are you just saying that based off the Texas A&M game? Because the Texas A&M game, they had 19 players out.
But I'm saying when you watch him in times, like even against Georgia, you watched him, it's like, okay, I can see what the NFL people are talking about. You see stretches, like you see small, like 5 minute pockets of it, 2 or 3 series of it. Then you see bad, inconsistent AR. So it's like his performance varies so much that I can understand why Napier as a play caller have a hard time really calling plays for him because he don't do one thing so specifically well that you can just design it for him. So it's
you know who you remind me of? James Blackman. No. Not from a – I'm talking mentally. You look at him mentally, he lives and dies with every throw. Now, again, when I say James, I don't mean skill set. I'm saying mentally when I watch him play, it's every throw is – I'm either really high on it or I'm just
– I think AR's just a young quarterback, and I think that's the type of variance you get with a young, inexperienced quarterback.
You can't live and die with every throw, man. We saw it with James Blackman. It get in your head, and it starts to it will affect you going long term. He gonna continue to get older and older, and it's still gonna be, you know what I mean? I think because we did that same thing. We said, well, he's passionate. The players love him, and they play for him, and all sorts of stuff. But when you get to living and dying with every throw, man, and all of them become a thing, and you just, you know what I mean? And they all hurt your feelings a little bit. Mm-hmm. He get every throw. It's just. That's it. Dog, we know it's on you. You made a bad throw. It is what it is. Move on, live, make the next one better. You know what I mean? And quarterbacks have to have that bit of compartmentalization to where they just – every throw don't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? I made a bad throw. Or I had a bad quarter. Jameis, I thought, was the best at it. It didn't matter what happened. Man, I threw three picks in that first quarter.
Right.
Oh, well. You know what I mean? And I thought that was the baseball. And I always said I credited baseball. You know what I mean? Like, I credited baseball on that one because, hey, you're going to give up a home run. As a pitcher, you're going to give up a hit. You're going to give up a triple. You still got to come back and pitch the next. You got to pitch the next one. So, but I don't think – I think that's the biggest thing for AR, in my opinion, is his mental. Because I do think he's actually a good – I think he's a good quarterback from a – I got all the tools. I think he got a big arm. He's very athletic. He's tall. You could, again, all the stuff you talk about that NFL quarterbacks look at, I think is up here. I think if he figures out how to get the up here done – I think he'll be all right. I'm just not sure he can.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think there's some maturity they got to go on with him. And I think, like I said, I don't know what you're going to get when you play against him. I mean, you can't – it's tough. I just don't know what you get with him. You know what I'm saying? It's his – when his top level is, like, really, really good. Like
– absolutely.
Most dominant player on the field good. But his bottom is, like, you have no chance to win.
No.
So – you know, we'll see
which one.
Like I said, we'll see which one you get in Tallahassee. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he know. Billy know. Nobody know. Because the overall, end to the game starts, you figure out which one you get.
But overall, I think Billy has been like a plus play call. I think he's done a good job with that offense, better than I expected him to be with that offense. Personally, I thought their defense would be better because of the guys they hired on that staff on defense, and that defense is just it's god awful. Like they can't run cover three. They can't run cover two. They can't do anything well, man. They made Texas A&M look like a competent offense for a little while there, and that was just like surprising because nobody let Texas A&M look good on offense this year.
They let Texas A&M look good on offense.
Yeah,
half they line out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was looking at this game at halftime like, what the. I ain't get to the game until halftime. I'm like, wait, why they got so many? Why is the game so close? This should be a route. They got 19 guys, like 14 starters out. What are you talking about? Like, why is this game close? And that I thought, you know what I mean? That's when I said, all right, man, they got some real problems over on the defensive side. So anyway, man, questions? Y'all got questions, man? Because again, I don't know how much, you know what I mean? We've talked about it. Special team was great. Defense was great. Offense was great. I think projecting forward, they look great. I think Jordan Travis, I do think they went out the rest of the season. I called that. You know what I mean? I thought Syracuse was the close one. I think they go out, you know what I mean? But I think they come back and they beat Syracuse, in my opinion. I think just the way the two programs are headed, I think one is headed, you know what I mean, up, and the other one is kind of, you know, regressed a little bit, especially after, you know, that Pitt put a number on them. So, yeah, I think they beat them. And then, so you're talking about basically all you got to do is beat Florida, man. You're talking about a 9-win season, going to a very good bowl game with a possibility of 10. A lot of positives. Yeah, a lot of positives.
Yeah, it was a lot of positives. James Blackman come back
as well. If Jordan Travis.
Jordan Travis coming back. This is a 10-win season next year with our schedule.
Yes. Johnny, I don't think Johnny going to come back. Micah might.
I don't know, man.
This is a 10-win season. You seen that home schedule?
Where will Michael go?
Mike ain't going no damn way. I like Mike. Micah's a dog. Micah blocks.
Like 5 foot, plays like a 5'7" punt returner.
Yeah, I was going to say that's his skill set. Running bubble screens and returning punts.
Maybe he want to go pro on something other than sports. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, he'll be back next year. I mean, I don't know where Mike is going. I'm gonna be honest, and that's no shot at Mike.
Yeah, Mike, Johnny Wilson. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's so hard to tell because of the COVID year. It's so hard to tell whether these guys are gonna come back or not. Because some guys might be done with college. They might not want to be in college no more. Yeah, I mean, you don't really know. I keep telling y'all, Jordan Travis in the same recruiting class with Sam Hartman. We expect for Sam Hartman to leave. He got another year.
Yeah, but Sam Hartman is a highly rated NFL quarterback.
He's not. They got Sam Hartman between a draft grades of fourth round to seventh round. Sam Hartman got flaws in his game. Like, he don't have a strong arm. He just looks good against us. But I mean, when you watch Sam Hartman against big, like, good teams, like, he has bad performances because he's not a strong arm guy that can just fit the ball in small pockets.
But even him having a fourth round grade, his draft stock probably ain't going no higher than fourth round.
Right, but
he probably should leave. What's Jordan Travis' draft stock?
But I'm saying, like I said, I don't know these kids' motivation. They might.
I agree.
Like, Jordan Travis been in school for a long time. You know, he's been in school for a long time. He may not want to come back and do another offseason and another preseason, another spring, and another. He might want to say, "Man, let me get on with my life."
I'm with you. It's very well a possibility.
Yeah, or he might say, "Yeah, let me just run it all back." You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping he chooses to run it back.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly as fans, we want everybody to run it back. Like, everybody that got eligibility to come back, we want to be 30 on an old ass team in the ACC that's winning ACC next year. That's fine. But, you know,
what's interesting, I think Johnny's gone, right? But I'm not sure what Johnny's draft grade is going to be. I mean, he made a hell of a catch early on when it was funny because we were talking about how he don't catch it with his hands. And then, you know, he snagged one early on the sideline or whatever with his foot. And I was like, that's a hell of a catch. He doesn't do that consistently enough.
Another thing I kind of think about, too, if you legitimately think that you're an NFL prospect.
Right.
And this is something I think about a lot. If you legitimately think you're an NFL prospect. And even if you say, I won't get drafted, I'll be a free agent. You could probably get better at football if you're actually in a training camp, you know, on a practice squad for 2 years than sitting in college trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it doesn't, the risk reward of staying in college than just go ahead and starting your pro career and getting better as a pro, finding, you know, getting a system.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, Johnny Wilson may not be a wide receiver in the NFL. He might be a flex tight end that also plays special teams. You know, so would you rather go ahead and start mastering that craft next year, even if that means you don't get drafted? I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I say, you don't really know. I mean, it's
– I think Johnny can put together – I do think
we're using 1990s draft logic.
True.
In 2022, 2023, like, kids don't think like that anymore. They don't want to continue to put wear and tear on their bodies like that. They much rather say, I go to the NFL, go undrafted, whatever, put me in a mini camp, I prove myself for 2 years at a place, and then I'd be an NFL starter in 3 years. Because, you know, I think I told you that they said the reason why Jermaine fell in the draft was because he was older. They felt like he's only going to, at most, play through two contracts. So do you want to give a guy in the top 10 that much money and you only get two contracts and he probably at the highs of his ceiling, like he's already hit his ceiling as a pro, you know, and that's why he went a little later in the draft. Now, he's still going to be good, but they're trying to say his first 4 years might be the best football you get out of him. That's NFL scouts think different than we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at it different than how we look at it. And that's what I always try to tell people. Like, you don't – we not NFL scouts. They see this shit differently than how we do it, you know?
I'm trying to figure out, what's the point y'all making in the chat about Johnny being a redshirt sophomore? Like, he's
eligible to go.
He's eligible to go. Like, as a redshirt sophomore, he's eligible to go. I think it's – I don't know. You're right. I don't know his motivation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he believes he's a first-round talent and should be in the first round, then maybe come back because I don't think he's going to get a first-round or second-round grade. Mm-hmm. Right? So then if he believes he's a first- or second-round talent and he's getting a third-round grade, he should probably come back.
Yeah,
but I don't know that. You know what I mean? I don't know his motivation. I don't know his financial situation. I don't know his parents. I don't know what he got going on.
And then do you look at Jordan Travis? Maybe he's being told, hey, man, you're a slot wide receiver in the NFL.
Very true.
Right? okay, if he is a slot wide receiver in the NFL, wouldn't it be better to start learning how to be a slot wide receiver in the NFL? Because if you come back to Florida State, you're going to play quarterback again. You see what I'm saying? So, like, that's why
it depends on what. But again, I don't think. But like you said, I don't think we know, right?
But we don't know
because he may decide. I don't want to play slot wide receiver. And so, if you telling me I can't play quarterback in the NFL, I won't go to the NFL. I stay on. You know what I mean? So then, let me ride this out. Let me Stetson Bennett myself, be a fifth year senior, and maybe we can win it all next year. You know what I mean?
Or you could put yourself on a Julian Edelman type path. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, that's what you're trying to tell people. You don't know.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't know. It's gonna be fun though. Again, if we can get Johnny come back, if Jordan come back, if Micah come back, add it with the guys we got coming up in recruiting. You know what I mean? You know, wide receivers and recruiting. I'm saying, I think we're out of the woods of being of saying the class gonna fall apart. We got too many. We making a bowl. We look good. I think we keep the class and probably add some people. I'm saying, if we're able to keep that group,
right?
I think 10 wins is the floor. Like, I think you have to win 10 because at that point you're not talking about you should definitely beat Miami,
right?
LSU's gonna be a tough one, you know what I mean? LSU's definitely gonna be tough, but you should definitely beat Miami. You're probably gonna be better than Florida next year. You got that sorry home schedule. We should win all the games at home. I counted 6 wins at home just based off the home schedule. You know what I mean? So you're talking about 8 wins is unacceptable. You know what I mean? Like, 8 wins is the bottom.
Yeah.
So now we're saying we're flirting with 8 to 10 wins, top 10 ranking. You probably come into the season rank, maybe, you know what I mean? 15 or so, depending on what happened in the bowl game. I'm saying you should be in the mix next year. LSU game will be super high stakes.
Right. And I think, you know, another one, you talk about people coming back, you know, like, you know, I think Trey Benson's been out of school for 3 years too, right? Like, would he go? I mean, you know, he had a significant knee injury. Would he want to come back and risk another? You know, like, I think we should just let all this stuff play out and see how it unfolds as it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Benson will be tough, but I think those young guys look good. You know, Benson. You got young guys. Those young guys look good. You got a good running back recruit again. You know what I mean? Man, I thought next season they would have to take a step back. Now I'm saying depending, very, very much depending on who comes back, may not take a step back. They may end up really taking a huge step forward. Under Mike in year 4. And that's where you want to be at.
Actually, Ben's got an extra year. Never mind, I'll take that back.
Okay, even better.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I think, though, but, I mean, you can't fall back. I think you have to keep climbing up the next year. So, but I still, like, I think the offensive line is going to be more talented next year than they are this year. So.
Offensive line going to be much better. Yep.
Yeah, I think they'll be much better next year than they are this year. I think they're a good offensive line this year. I think next year they can be, I ain't going to say great, but I'd say a little bit above good.
Yeah, a little bit above good is a good answer. Yeah. Not great, but a little bit, but above good is probably where I put him as well. Yeah. I think I was worried about you because you're gonna lose Verse, but Peyton, I keep saying it. Peyton's a dog. The boy is smart. Again, I can't get to the quarterback, but I'm close enough to knock the football out of his head. That's an instinctual football play. You know what I mean? Like, how many guys have we talked about instinctual rushers of the football? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even Verse, for whatever Verse is, early on in the season, Verse was always out of position, overrunning plays. That play that Peyton made on the running back, that was supposed to go for a lot of yards early in the game.
Yeah.
The fact that he was able to keep his position, understand, and get down and make a fundamental tackle that saved that stop for a big game, man, you may not have that big of a drop off with Verse gone.
Yeah.
If Verse is gonna take, I mean, if Peyton gonna take that step up, that drop off ain't that big. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, I can look at next season and say, man, the sky might be the limit for what Florida State can do. And if you can continue to add in the transfer portal like Mike is doing, you know what I mean? What can this team be?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, what can this team be?
Yeah, I think you know, they got a tough game with LSU out the gate or whatever. But, you know, other than that game, every game on that schedule is going to be winnable next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every game on that
schedule. Every game. Think about that sentence. Every game on the schedule will be winnable next year. I don't think we've said that in 6 seasons.
Yeah. Since the Alabama game, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, where every game on your schedule is winnable. I would almost go so far as to say, outside of maybe LSU next year, you'll probably be favored in every game next year.
I would think so too, yeah.
You know what I mean? So go get it done, man. Go get it done. You know, go get
great,
it done.
Great win, great coaching job. Overall, good win, good coaching job. I think they're heading the right direction. They got a chance to go 9-3 and probably win another game in the bowl, go 10. 10 wins, year three, that's about on track based on where you want to be looking at, in my opinion. That's where you want to be.
You told me before the season, 10 wins would be it. I think I had him at 7. Yeah. You had him at what, 8 or 7?
I think I had him. I had him 8 with a bowl win, yeah.
Yeah, 8 with a bowl win. I had him at 7 with a bowl win, so mm-hmm. – You've surpassed my expectations. I know you've surpassed all the beat writers' expectation, because they were talking like we were going to be great, but then all them picked 6 wins. So you know, I know we've exceeded those expectations. So at this point, man, I'm saying, hey, keep winning, man. Keep winning. Go beat Syracuse next week. Beat Florida in a few, and go beat whoever they're going to play. Who would they play in the bowl? Anybody got a bowl projection map? I know somebody in the chat has an idea of who they're going to play in the bowl game. FSU bowl projection. Let me look it up real quick.
It'll probably be the second team, so it'd be like either like a Capital One or, you know, whoever got
the. Is it possible for them to get into a New Year's Six?
No, because Clemson would have to lose 3 more games, 2 more games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, because Clemson ain't going to be in the fold. So that keeps the second.
We lost to Wake Forest, so that tiebreaker's out.
Yeah. Project to play SEC team in bowl game. Kentucky?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Kentucky or Osaka, one of those.
Yeah, okay. Florida State, Tennessee. Ooh. See, now we talking. Florida State, Tennessee would be fun, man. Florida State, Tennessee? Ooh. That's gonna be a fun game, man.
I wouldn't want that matchup.
I don't want that either. Give me Kentucky and South Carolina. I don't know if I walk to the sea. That's gonna be a fun game, man. Nah, I don't know if I walk to the sea.
Nah, I want to the sea. Leave me and all the wide receivers alone. I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Florida State, whoever predicted that, I'm hoping you're wrong.
Give me Kentucky. Give me Kentucky.
Give me Kentucky, South Carolina. Don't give me I don't want Tennessee.
Yeah, but man, that's the show, man. Brady, got anything else?
No, man. No. He said Hooker wouldn't play.
I hope not.
Hooker not playing. Florida State, Texas A&M would be fun too. I think Texas A&M too far down.
I'm gonna say no bowl game.
I'm gonna say A&M too far down. Yeah,
ain't making no bowl game.
We way better than Texas A&M. That's a dog walk. Yeah, I would love to go out there and dog walk A&M, but no, that ain't even.
They ain't making no bowl. But all right, man.
Hey, man, we out, man. This is the Listen Up Podcast, man. Make sure y'all review, subscribe, man. Hit all the like buttons. Leave all the comments. Spotify, Apple. YouTube. We out, man.
You deserve to listen up. Yep. Okay.